With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden set to address the nation.
The president will speak from the Oval Office Wednesday evening about his shocking decision to end his re-election bid just 4 weeks before the Democratic National Convention. His remarks will come 4 days after he announced online that he was stepping aside amid growing pressure from Democrats. In a White House statement, the president said he will use the primetime address to talk about what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans quickly pivoting their focus from President Biden to Vice President Kamala Harris and her work on the issue of immigration. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik.
Every elected Democrat is responsible for this border crisis, along with every other aspect of Biden's failed and feckless record, which brought skyrocketing Bidenflation, surging violent crimes, chaos, and weakness around the world.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are ready for Donald Trump to win back the White House.
This election will be about policies and not personalities, and we are delighted to line up the record of President Trump against the Biden-Harris record. It's very clear where we're going. So we're in unprecedented, very challenging times as a country because of the weak leadership out of the White House.
Well, elsewhere, Republican leaders are warning party members against using racist or sexist attacks against Vice President Kamala Harris. They scrambled to adjust to the reality of a new Democratic rival. Just less than 4 months before the election, National Republican Congressional Committee Chairman Richard Hudson urging lawmakers to stick to criticizing Harris for her role in the Biden administration failure. This is SRN News. The Army has reportedly been treating pro-lifers like terrorists for some time now.
A lot of people were shocked to discover this month that anti-terrorist training used by the service includes slides that identify the national right to life and other protections as potential domestic terrorist threats. The Army has since apologized and abandoned that training regimen, but a congressional investigation has revealed that the training had been used for at least 7 years before somebody finally blew the whistle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Last time Congress passed a law to protect children on the Internet was 1998, before Facebook, before the iPhone, long before today's oldest teenagers were even born. Now a bill aimed to protect kids from the harms of social media, pornography, and other online platforms appears to have enough bipartisan support to pass. This is SRN News. Malaysia evacuating 123 citizens, including students from Bangladesh, where violence continues. We hear more now from international correspondent Charles De La Desma, reporting from London.
Malaysia's evacuated over 120 of its citizens from Bangladesh amid violent unrest in Dhaka and elsewhere. Student Cassandra David, now in Kuala Lumpur, tells the AP she had to travel from her hospital to the embassy to get out.
We did see a lot of things that we do not want to see, like army officers deployed everywhere, tankers and, you know, police with guns and all. That's all we see, but we did not really see the violence that took place.
A controversial system for allocating government jobs has triggered violent protests in the country, with clashes killing more than 100 people, according to local media. I'm Charles De La Desma.
More details at srnnews.com.